All right, Thursday morning, time for trivia on WCHL. Freddie Cogger, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm prepared for my first spelling bee word.
Spelling bee?
Well, I don't know. I just felt like you were... Oh. I just thought maybe you throw a word out and I'd spell it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do that.
That's right, because you were pretty good at...
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Capital M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That's
Mississippi.
Right. All right. Hey, that's good, man. I knew you'd get that.
Spell, misspell.
Misspell? M-I-S-S-P-E-L-L.
Misspell.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way they always do it. The super, you know, in the spelling bees.
We learned this when I was in second grade. I had a teacher who was so good at teaching spelling. I've never had any problems with spelling my whole life because of her.
I had some great. What? Hey, you don't have to do it now. Just put it in spell check.
That's right. Exactly. And it irritates me to no end. When spell check spells words that I don't want to write.
Yeah, you got to go back and double check your emails and your texts.
Every word almost, and it capitalizes words that I don't want capitalized. You know, what I'm typing is what I want.
Yep.
Damn it. Leave it alone.
I pushed a button.
Exactly.
You okay, pal? You over there?
Yeah.
See the carotid standing out a little bit.
But we learned to spell words like Mississippi and hippopotamus and things like that when I was in second grade. Yeah.
Exasperate.
And it was a great way to learn. It was by syllables.
Exactly.
And it was kind of cool.
Or syllables.
Yeah, right. Put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Correct.
What kind of question do you have?
Well, because we got a women's soccer match today at Findlay South, down near Findlay Golf Course at 4 p.m., where Anson Dorrance's Lady Tar Heels are going to host the Panthers of Pitt. We're going to do a question about the women's soccer program.
Okay. Always ready for that.
Here we go. 22 national titles, 21 NCAA titles. Over 1,000 collegiate victories.
Amazing.
Anson Dorrance, a Teague dorm resident and member of the Teague intramural dynasty, was not born in this country.
Yep.
In what country was Anson Dorrance born?
I think I know the answer to that.
We're asking Anson Dorrance, head coach of the UNC women's soccer program, in which country was Anson born?
And thank goodness he came here.
Yep.
Hey, 919-929-WCHL. That is 9245. Call that number, answer the question, and you can be a winner.
Bingo. What just like win? Anson.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where they are.
Good to go.
Yes.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I believe Anson Dorrance was actually born in South Africa?
No.
No? Born in Africa?
No.
Well, I thought I knew the answer to that question.
But, I mean, you're in the right portion of the world.
Yeah. Where was he born?
Bombay.
India. Yeah, okay.
Where his father was an American oil executive.
Did he not spend some time in South Africa?
They moved all over the place.
I guess that's what's mixing me up.
But did not move to the States until 1969.
Yeah.
I used to sit in my room, 329 Teague, and look out the back window up in the corner room that I had up on the third floor and watch Anson play, at that time, halfback for Marvin Allen's UNC's men's soccer program.
That's great. I'm glad you have that connection with Anson, stretching back all those years.
What a competitor.
Yeah, and what a coach.
Yeah.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for the question this morning.
You're welcome. Good luck to the ladies today. Play well.
You got it.